Just relax body and mind, completely relax, be at ease. Then silent your mind, silent everything. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything, just maintain silent. When you are silent without thought, naturally you are aware. Then the awareness, you have to maintain it, maintain the awareness for as long as you can. And then for those who already can develop the stability of mindfulness, the next support is trust. Trust your nature to do. No more interference from the thought process, the thinking. Just that silent nature away. Relax. And that nature will move. It will detect. It will develop its own understanding and movement. So trust is a very difficult step for to develop unless you have very stable awareness nature or mindfulness within. This trust can only happen when you are completely silent, quiet, without thought, without chattering, without any mental verbalization or sankhara activity. But before you can have that stability, you train your mind to be aware first. Awareness is step one. So relax body and mind, silent everything, maintain awareness for as long as you can. The awareness nature is the true mind, the meditative mind, the silent mind. So when you can relax, maintain awareness until your mind slow down, the sankhara activity, the thinking slow down, and return to its original state before the stirring, before the arising of thought, that is your true mind, your true nature, the awareness within. So the awareness nature is the mind that you use to develop wisdom, understanding, to meditate, to insight into phenomena, to awaken. Only that mind can observe, develop understanding. If you don't have that silent mind, you will be lost in thought. Because man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are completely silent and aware, means you are sensitive, you are aware of whatever that arises or goes on within your own form and mind and nature. If you cannot be in that state, then you are lost in thought. Preoccupied with your thought process, you become heedless, eating a lot. That's why if you don't train your mind to be aware, you will become heedless. You will be lost in thought, preoccupied with all the thinking, the verbalization, the chattering, the self-dialogue. And all this is very typical of a heedless person's activity. So heedlessness is very dangerous. Like the Buddha said, the heedless are as if dead. Heedlessness is the path to the dead. Whereas if you train your mind to be aware, to be mindful, to be heedful, then you will realize the deathless, the heedful never die. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. Dhammapada verse 21. So to meditate is to develop heedfulness. Otherwise, you don't stand a chance. Otherwise, you become heedless. And you are as if dead. You cannot meditate. So to meditate, you need to be heedful. And to be heedful, you need to be ever mindful, constantly meditative. So first part is to be ever mindful. To be ever mindful, you have to start with training yourself to be mindful first. Then stabilize that mindfulness to be ever mindful. and use that to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is basically the Noble Eightfold Path. Use it to observe, to be mindful of whatever that arises. Then anchor it to the four foundation, Kaya Nupassana, mindfulness of Kaya activity, then Vedana Nupassana, mindfulness of Vedana or feeling, sensation, then Chitta Nupassana, mindful of mind state, mental states, mental movement, mental activity, mental intention, mental volition, etc. Then finally is mindfulness of Dhamma, the truth that the Buddha has taught us, or the essential Dhamma that is classified under Dhamma Nupassana. Basically, when you have the ability to anchor your mind to these four foundations, then it prepares you to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness, which is step 8 of Abhijja Sutta. So all these are connected in the teaching. So here, we are here to train ourselves to be aware. That is step number 1. That's why before that, you must learn how to relax. Then silent everything. Don't try to know to do anything. Silent the mind. Means no verbalization, no chattering, no thinking, no activity of the mundane mind. Just silent and maintain the awareness. Be at ease. Just let things be. Whatever arise, aware, finish. Aware, finish. And let that silent stabilize. Initially, if you are not trained, if you have not developed the awareness, you will think a lot. Sankara activity will arise. Never mind, let it arise. Because during the daytime, you are not heedful. You are hardly mindful. That's why you think a lot. The other reason is your spiritual faculties, the 5 spiritual faculties, they are not stable. When your spiritual faculties are stable, then your mind is always in the meditative state. You will have Saddha, Virya, Sati, and Samadhi. That's how it is always mindful, collected, and unwavering. And that mind can meditate, can insight into phenomena, can awaken. So our purpose here is to train our mind to be mindful, stabilize it to be ever mindful, then continue to relax and stabilize it until it's collected and unwavering, so that sati and samadhi will arise, so that you understand clearly what that true mind is, what that silent mind is, what that meditative mind is. That is the first hallmark of awakening. You must reach a state of no thought. Only your true mind is without thought. It's just aware. That nature is just aware. There is no one inside there. But this awareness nature is not a being, not a person. It cannot come out and live life. It's just a nature within that can help you develop wisdom, awakening, understanding, meditate, observe, so that you understand clearly who are you, what are you, so that you can understand the 2 aspects of existence, mundane and super mundane. The 5 aggregate of form and mind is part of your karmic nature. But that one is not real. That one is dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. That one is impermanent. You grasp, you cling, you suffer. And because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. that you can grasp onto, cling onto, hold onto, and say, this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be mine. That's why the Buddha said it has a anatta characteristic, non-self characteristic. So anatta means non-self, not a permanent unchanging entity. And because of that, everything is just following nature's law of dependent origination. All phenomena arise because of condition. Condition arising cause phenomena. And because of that, it has the universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state, non-self. Therefore, it's not real, empty. Whatever that is impermanent cannot be real. It arises and it passes away. When condition arises, it manifests. When condition continue to sustain itself, it continue to exist. But when condition cease to be, it just cease to be. So how can it be real? How can it be you? So all these are the Buddhist teaching, the understanding. But without mindfulness, without awareness, you cannot understand all this. So the purpose of meditation is to develop this understanding. So today I give you more instruction to develop understanding. When you are free, you go back and listen to this many times and make use of this to develop the understanding to meditate.